At 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night 3 years ago, I learned an invaluable lesson. Hey, I'm Pasquale, and this is Smart Hair, the podcast that helps you plan for your digital life after you're gone. Three years ago at 11 p.m., my neighbor Jennifer was standing at my door crying. She was holding her husband's locked phone. Her husband Mark had died that morning of a sudden heart attack. He was only 45 years of age. She was very distressed because she couldn't get access to anything. Not his phone, not their bank accounts, not the Google Drive with all their family photos. It was then when I understood something that changed everything for me. And by the end of today's episode, I hope it will change how you think about your digital life too. So here I am, standing in my doorway with Jennifer. This woman I've known for years. She's completely lost. Mark handled all their digital stuff. She knew he had passwords saved somewhere, she just didn't know where. This was an urgent problem for her. Mark ran a small consulting business from home, so Jennifer needed to call his clients. She also needed to cancel subscriptions that were on auto-renew. And she needed to access his tax documents for the funeral home. The problem was that it was all digital and it was all locked away. Here's the thing that really got to me. Jennifer kept saying, "I feel like I'm losing him all over again." To her, every locked account was another piece of Mark she couldn't reach. But don't be fooled, this wasn't just Jennifer's problem. While I was helping her figure this out, I learned something that honestly shocked me. Every single day in the world, about 150,000 people die, most of them under 75. And almost none of them have planned for what happens to their digital life when they're gone. Think about that for a second. We're so careful about our physical stuff, our houses, our cars, our bank accounts, but when it comes to our digital lives, the place where we actually live most of our days, we just hope it'll work out. I want to ask you something, and let's be honest here. How many online accounts do you think you have? Take a guess. Most people would say maybe 20 or 30. The real number is usually over 100. Email accounts, streaming services, banking, social media, photo storage, work accounts, shopping sites, you name it. Now here's the scary part. Your family has no idea what most of these accounts are or how to access them. And some of these accounts contain the most precious things you own. Photos of your kids, important documents, maybe even digital assets worth real money. I learned this the hard way with Jennifer. We spent 8 months fighting with tech companies, trying to prove she had the right to access Mark's accounts. 8 months of legal fees, paperwork, and frustration. And the worst part? We never got back the photos from their honeymoon. They were only stored in his Google Photos account. So knowing what you know now, you've got two choices here, and I want you to really picture this. Choice number one is what happened to Jennifer, and what's happening to thousands of families right now. Someone you love dies unexpectedly. Your family faces locked phones, inaccessible accounts, and months of legal battles. Important memories get lost forever because they were trapped behind passwords that nobody knows. Choice number two, your family has a plan. When something happens, they know exactly what accounts exist and how to access what they need. Instead of spending months fighting with tech companies, they can focus on what really matters, healing and remembering. The only difference between these two choices is about 2 hours of preparation. That's it. 2 hours to plan for your digital legacy. Now, when I say plan for your digital legacy, I'm not talking about becoming some kind of tech expert. I'm mainly talking about three simple things that anybody can do. First, know what you have. Just make a list of your important accounts. Most people discover they've forgotten about half of them. Second, set up legitimate access for your family. And I don't mean writing passwords on sticky notes. Big tech companies like Google and Apple have specific tools for this. Most people just don't know about it. Third, give your family clear instructions about what to do with each account. What to preserve, what to close, what to transfer. That's it. You don't need a degree in computer science. Jennifer is doing well now. After everything we went through together, she became one of the most organized people I know when it comes to digital planning. She actually helped me realize this is something everyone needs to know about, not just people who have been through this nightmare. She's the one who convinced me to start this podcast. Pasquale, she said, if you can save even one family from what we went through, you have to do it. So here's what we're going to do together over the next few episodes. I'm going to walk you through everything I learned, not just from Jennifer's experience, but from talking to dozens of families who've dealt with digital inheritance issues. Next episode, we're diving into something crucial: how to actually talk to your family about this stuff without freaking them out. Because let's be honest, nobody wants to have the "what happens when I die" conversation. Then we'll get into the practical stuff. Which accounts actually matter to your family, which ones you can ignore. How to use the legacy features of Google, Apple, and Microsoft. What legal documents actually protect your family, and so on. But I can promise you this, by the end of this series, you have a complete plan that gives your family peace of mind. But before our next episode, here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to think about this one question. If something happened to you tomorrow, what's the one digital account your family would most need to access? Maybe it's your email, because that's where all your important communications are. Maybe it's your photo storage, because that's where all the family memories are. Or maybe it's your banking app, because that's how the bills get paid. Just pick one, and we'll start there next time. Digital legacy is not the most comfortable topic. But here's what I learned from Jennifer's story. The pain of not being prepared is so much worse than the small effort it takes to get ready. Your digital life is probably the most complete record of who you are that's ever existed. Don't let it become a source of pain for the people you love most. I'm Pasquale, thanks for listening to Smart Hair, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.